Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
As you think about all the allergies that you hear about kids having, milk, egg, peanut, wheat, there are so many allergies that children have today, but there's also some amazing clinical trials going on, and we're going to hear about some of those exciting ones. My guest is Dr. Jen Kim. She's a member of the Section of Allergy and Immunology for the American Academy of Pediatrics and a pediatric allergist with North Shore University Health System. So Dr. Kim, tell us about, I'm more interested in wheat allergies and milk and egg. We've already talked about peanut a bit. Tell us what's going on in the world of allergy medicine for kids, because I've heard in California they're doing where you give a little bit of the you know, allergen and the kids can get over it. Tell us what's going on in this world today.
So over the last 20 to 30 years, more and more studies on oral immunotherapy, and not just in California, but all over the U.S. and Europe and Australia, studies have been done on oral immunotherapy, and it's been focused on the most common food allergens in children, which are milk, egg, and peanut, but there are about eight foods that cause 95% of food allergy, and that's milk, egg, peanut, soy, wheat, tree nuts, fish, and shellfish. So in order to get enough people in the study with the same thing, they initially focused on the more common allergens. So we have the most information on oral immunotherapy on milk, egg, and peanut. Now for wheat, the early studies have just started for that. So we don't have a lot of information on wheat oral immunotherapy.
What is oral immunotherapy?
So oral immunotherapy I can liken it to allergy shots. So in allergy shots, you have hay fever, you have environmental allergies, pollens, dust mites. You get a very small concentration injected into your body in gradually increasing amounts until you get desensitized. Now, that has proven to work very well for environmental allergies. Now, that has been tried in foods, the actual injections, but it's too dangerous. There are too many side effects and too many reactions. So that's when investigators switched to oral immunotherapy, since, you know, food is an ingested item. So small amounts of these allergens, so whether it be milk, egg, peanut, wheat, be gradually increased in their, very protocol-based. So every 2 weeks there's a small increase in the dose that they get until they reach a goal dose, after which that is continued for a period of time. Now, there are lots of different studies on this, and unfortunately, a lot of them are very small. So all of these studies have different protocols, different dosing, different lengths of time on which they are on various doses. So it's still kind of wide open as to what exactly is the quote-unquote right or the best way to go about this. It's important to know that the studies have indicated that almost everybody, 95% plus of the participants, react to the food. Now, most of those reactions are mild, like oral itching, maybe a little bit of abdominal pain, but up to 10 to 20% of children do end up needing epinephrine during their dosing. So it is not a risk-free kind of treatment.
Well, I can imagine it would be a nerve-wracking treatment for parents, just sitting there staring at their child, wondering if they're going to need the EpiPen. But if it works, is it something that you're seeing that they have to then continue eating peanut M&Ms for the rest of their life, or a little bit of wheat or eggs, you know, a little bit every day now, to keep that sort of immune system thing going? Or is it something that once you're there, you're there?
That is a very good question, and it seems that in some children, we don't know that answer is the quick answer to that. We're not sure. For sure, for some children, if you stop it, the allergy does come back. For some children, it doesn't, but the studies have not followed these children for that long post their stopping of the immunotherapy. So we're waiting for follow-up studies. But there was a recent one from Johns Hopkins that looked at, because they were one of the first ones to do a double-blinded, placebo-controlled, randomized oral immunotherapy challenge or trial to milk, and they kind of called all these people back, like 6 years later, and said, "What's going on with you now?" And a good proportion of them had stopped ingesting milk either because of reactions or because they had gotten less regular about ingesting it and developed reactions. Some people continued to ingest milk, but even a proportion of those children continued to have reactions. So, you know, how high of a dose do we need to get the immune system to actually change? How long do you have to be on it? What's the longest time that you can be off of it before you have to restart it? These are all unanswered questions.
And I would imagine that the quality of life, if it does work for any particular child, is just so different because they can go to a birthday party and not be afraid to try a piece of cake, or that they can go on vacation and not have to go into the kitchen to ask the chef, is there any mixture of, you know, any of these things, milk or eggs or peanuts or shellfish, anything, touching anything, that it gives them a little bit, if not just a tiny amount, of a little bit of more peace of mind.
Yes. So, I mean, I think a lot of my patients with food allergies, that's all they want, is protection from the trace amount, so that, you know, a small amount, it doesn't put you in the hospital or require you to treat yourself with a self-injectable epinephrine. And, you know, it feels really yucky to have an allergic reaction that bad. So yes, I think for a lot of people, their goals would be just that, not necessarily that they would eat peanuts or, you know, on a regular basis. In fact, that's one of the big problems. A lot of the kids in the peanut oral immunotherapy studies do not like the taste, and they hate it. And so even taking it on a daily basis is a struggle for some of the children.
So what do you see on the horizon in the last minute and a half here for oral immunotherapy for these main ones that you're discussing, fish and shellfish, milk and eggs, peanuts, wheat, soy? What do you see happening in this world?
I definitely think that more and more studies will come out about oral immunotherapy. I think there are studies that are looking to decrease the adverse reaction rate, because that's certainly a limiting factor. So there are studies that are looking at anti-IgE therapy, something called Xolair, used in combination with oral immunotherapy. There are some studies upcoming that are looking at Chinese herbs, and a recent published article about probiotics. Maybe these things can help decrease the risks associated with oral immunotherapy by itself. Now, we are looking at other routes as well. There's a patch that basically had the skin absorbs the allergen into the skin, and the immune cells then get to work as to try to desensitize. And so that, in early studies, has been shown to be promising. It looks like it's more effective when the children are younger. So, like we were talking earlier, there might be a window of time in which the immune system is more pliable or more easily changed to what you would like.
It's very exciting. And people, do your research, talk to your pediatrician, talk to a pediatric allergist if you want to learn more about oral immunotherapy and if it might be right or something to try for your child. You're listening to Healthy Children with our great friends from the American Academy of Pediatrics right here on Radio MD. Thanks for listening and stay well.